This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Navroz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season will bring peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also spoke to his Iranian counterpart Sayyid Abbas Araghchi yesterday. He conveyed greetings for Navroz and Eid. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the conversation was on the latest developments regarding the conflict and its implications for the larger region. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens and others run by state or local bodies. In this regard, Secretary, Ministry for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Neeraj Mittal, has written to Chief Secretaries of all states and UTs, saying that this allocation will be applicable from tomorrow. In the letter, he said that all commercial and industrial LPG consumers will have to register with oil marketing companies, OMCs, before they can be eligible to be allotted any commercial LPG from the overall 50% allocation. The government has modified the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme, MCGS, to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME, manufacturers and exporters in line with Budget 2025-26. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that modifications expand coverage, reduce compliance burden and provide targeted incentives for exporter MSMEs. Under the revised norms, the 5% upfront contribution has been made refundable with 1% returned each year from the fourth year onwards, subject to satisfactory loan performance. The eligibility criteria have also been expanded to include service sector MSMEs, while the minimum project cost requirement towards machinery and equipment has been reduced to 60% from the early 75%. Iranian-linked media outlets have claimed that missiles were fired towards the vicinity of Israel's Dimona and Negev nuclear research center, describing the strikes as a retaliation for what they say were U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran's Bashar and Natanz nuclear facilities. Israeli officials have not confirmed any major damage at nuclear-related sites through authorities have reported extensive air defense activity. In the UAE, authorities in Ras Al Khaimah confirmed that air defense successfully intercepted incoming threats. In a statement, officials said the sounds heard in some areas of the emirate are the result of successful aerial interceptions. Residents were urged to rely only on official channels for updates and to avoid sharing unverified footage for rumors on social media. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said that it is aware of reports of an incident in the city of Dimona in Israel involving a missile impact and has not received any indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. The IAEA added that information from regional states indicates that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. It further stated that the Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Mariano Grossi, is closely monitoring the situation and he has stressed that maximum military restraint should be observed in the vicinity of nuclear facilities. Leaders of the Tibetan government in exile today strongly condemned China's newly passed Ethnic Unity and Progress Promotion Law, saying it will further intensify repression in Tibet and other regions. The law signed by Chinese President Xi Jinping on the 12th of this month calls for ethnic unity and will come into effect on 1st of July this year. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh defeated compatriot Tanvi Khanna 3-1 to reach the final of Indian Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.